Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And on that note, as always, I have clinic manager from Dis-Chem Baby City here with me. Hello, Ant. How are you today?
Hi, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm also great. Today, we've been speaking a lot about what you wish you knew before you had multiple children.
Yes.
And it is a different ball game, I feel, once the second one is going. And even going, and I mean, that's also a thing that I forgot to mention, is that how freaking expensive things are when you have two or three children.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing we often see in our clinics, in our Dis-Chem and our Baby City clinics, is that a lot of parents are often financially unprepared when it comes to the cost of vaccines, especially. And we completely understand it, because many times it is very expensive to vaccinate a child. And if you have a child, for example, that's about 2, 3, 4 years old, and then you have another child, and your budget is sort of the way it was with your first child, we see a lot that parents don't take into consideration that things do go up prices, and it has become a little bit more expensive. So it's really important that you do a bit of research beforehand to find out if you have any clinics in your area that receive government stock, if you have, if you'd rather prefer to go to a government facility, whichever you prefer, or if your medical aid covers the cost of those vaccines. But also another thing that we see a lot is that parents tend to compare their children a lot, one with the other, and they'll often say something in the sense that with my previous child they crawled at this age, or they started walking or talking at that age, but then now with this child is a few months or a few weeks earlier months or weeks later, and it can often cause a lot of stress for a parent if they compare the two children with one another. So one thing that helps a lot is that you do speak with your nurse and find out whether the differences between your children are actually considered to be normal. Is there anything that you need to be worried about? And we will happily support you on that journey.
No, and I mean, to be honest, that's also, I didn't have time. We had so many things that we wish we had. But this is one of the things we definitely spoke about, is to remind ourselves that our children are very different. And for just an example, is my son, he only walked when he was about 14, 15 months old, much older. And then my daughter, who crawled at 11, walked already at 11 months. So
yes,
it is so great. And I think one of the things for me as well that's very important is that I also didn't get to mention is the fact that if you have more than one child, a key factor in surviving is to have support.
Absolutely. It's so true. And we often see that a lot of parents have sort of mom guilt or dad guilt with their first child. And because now if you have a second child, you don't have the same amount of time to spend with your first child, because now you have to divide your time equally. And a lot of times people feel so guilty over something that's completely beyond their control. But also there are definitely many positive factors to having a second child, and usually parents have a lot more perspective in terms of when a child becomes ill or if with development there is a lot more perspective, and parents also tend to be a bit more to have a bit more of self-assurance, so they can easily see if they are actually doing a good job or not, or if there's something they need to change or improve on, or whichever. But if there are any uncertainties, please visit one of our clinics. Our nurses will happily guide you and help you throughout your journey. It's really important that parents are comfortable, that they know exactly what is expected, what they need to do, and what is normal and what is not normal.
And I mean, I think that's also, Craig, on such a nice note to also kind of end that discussion, is again the reminder of that it is definitely not all bad. In fact, I think there's a lot more benefits to having a second one. Megan mentioned one of them. In the end, they kind of raise each other, and they have a very big impact on each other. And to see the most beautiful relationship that forms between siblings is magnificent. And
absolutely.
Again, another big reminder is that you as parents, I honestly feel you take it to level 2.0 when you have your second one, is that your growth and understanding and compassion and empathy takes on a whole different level once you have a second one. So thanks for that wonderful reminder. As always, Ant, it was really great having you. I'll chat to you again next week on Valentine's Day.
Yes, on Valentine's Day. Thank you, Landi. It's an absolute pleasure as always.
Thank you.